part from the stadium of the major part of the world. We have assembled here for association, Sadhusan, Mahatsangha. You could have done easily chanting Hari name, reading books, doing all activities at your home. You can do it. But why you came here? Expending so much lot of money, energy, and also money, you have come here. What is for here in Haritana? It is a very good sign, very good sign. Everywhere, the association, high class of association of bhakti, are glorified in Srimad Bhagavatam, here, there. In Ekasi, description. Sutta Bhakti, what is the meaning? The lotus dust of the feet of high class of Vaishnava, especially in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and especially in the line of Rupa Goswami. And if they are rasic Vaishnava, knowing all kinds of kinds of stuff, very nice. So when Sukadeva Goswami began to give class on Srimad Bhagavatam, even Narada, even Vyas, even Parasa, all high messages. The people there to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from such a high class of devotees. So I think that you are so fortunate, so, so much fortunate to be a so I pray Krishna, I pray Srimati Radhika, combined mercy of them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Guru Nityananda Prabhu, to bestow their mercy. Not their mercy, but His mercy. They are not different. One. So I told only His mercy, or her mercy. So, I think it will not go in vain, your coming. Never, if you have lost so much, no heart, if there are so many worldly desires, no heart. If there are so many things, no heart. If you have so strong belief on association, Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Ramate Sadhu Sangha Sarvati Sarvasiddhi. What is the meaning of Sarvasiddhi? Sarvasiddhi? If you like moksha, oh, very good. If you want swarga, oh, very good. If you want Vaikuntha, oh, if you want the love and affection of Ramchandra like Hanuman or Bharat, oh, very sweet. And if you want to be prince, prominent kings of Dwarka, Satyabhama and others, oh, very sweet. Most sweet. And if you want to be Brajavasi, and their love and affection for Krishna is one, oh, Krishna will engage Srimati Radhika, oh, try to give them, manage that, at once they should have. And if Srimati Radhika wants, then, oh, please, don't have any doubt If you have some doubt, duplicity and other things, then this sadhu sangha will not give. So you should be sadhinyan. Sadhinyan, you know, it's so.
Guru and Guru Tadra Yaisman, Sadhu Dura is to point to say, Yasa Sopo Pisambhanma, Sadhiyam, Bhavajan Mane.
Rupa Goswami has told, especially for five items of Srimad Bhakti, most prominent. And what are they? Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Kaman, Mathura Bhat, Sri Mukti Shraddhaya Kivan, Sakal Sadhana Sheshke Ehi, Tishan Bhajya Tadanurari Janan Bhamaji is most important. If you are chanting, remembering, doing anything, but in the guidance of high class of Vaishnava, in the line of Rupa Goswami, and being in Braja, and if you are not in Braja, then, oh, think that your mind is always in Vrindavan. So all these things, now, Kirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, but in the association of that association, high class of Krishna. And Mathura Bhat also. Mathura Bhat means here Vrindavan, or Vrajamandal, Kshetramandal, Gauramandal, anywhere. But in the guidance of high class of Krishna. If you are going to know this, in the guidance of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Narottam Thakur, right? And if you are doing archan, or that archan will not do, but you are doing in the guidance of Raghunath Das Goswami, your archan should be like Raghunath Das Goswami. Bath of Thakur Ji is here. Archan with eyes, standing with brow, crooked eyes, like this. And more, one? So I have told all. But also be in the guidance of high class of Vaishnava. Then if your name is somewhat less, no harm. If your archan is less, no harm. Some defective, no harm. But in the guidance of always high class of Vaishnava. Otherwise, it will be no high class of Vaishnava. So this is important from this. You should not think, oh, he is the disciple of my Guru. Whether he has quality or not, what I should follow. Or this will not do. You should always keep your eyes, your heart, where? For oh, his high class of Vaishnava. In the family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Always this. Don't, there should be no caste and creed. Nothing. So, we should try to follow all these things. First of all, I want that same prayer you should receive on glory of Sadhu and Mahatma. And then we will be first class.
Should you guys, because you need to remember something about glory. throughout the scriptures the glorious assemblies that I have been given. And they are so wonderful and inconceivable and miraculous that we cannot explain them. It is so such a great thing. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Mathura Mandal, he met with one Brahmin there, Sanatana Brahmin. And when he saw him, they began to have kirtan. And this Brahmin, he was chanting in the kirtan, and he was crying, and he had such ecstatic symptoms that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him, then he could understand one thing. He said to him, "I think that you must have had some connection with Madhavendra Puripad, because unless anyone has had connection with Madhavendra Puripad, no one can have such ecstatic transcendental love for the Lord, the feet of Radha and Krishna." So this is the effect. Without sadhu sangha, then this transcendental love cannot be realized. And sadhu sangha produces such a miraculous effect that even the lowest of persons can become very elevated very quickly. So Sri Kapilade, he told his mother, Devahuti, "Satami prasangam mama virya samvido pravanti vrit karna rasayana katha sajyoshnat asu apavarga vasmini sradha ratir bhakti anukramu siddhi." Here, Sri Kapilade is deciding that one must associate with devotees, satami, sadhus. When we discuss the topic of sadhu sangha, there are two things, important things here. Sadhu and sangha. Sadhu, what does it mean? Sadhnoti, sasadayati cha, krishna prena iti sadhu. A sadhu is that person who engages one in real sadhana, so that one can actually attain one's goal, sadhya. Without engaging in proper sadhana, then no one can attain the goal. Rakshi Ramananda Rai, he told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Sadhya Bhakti Sadam Dina Chaiho Nahi Pai, Kripa Kari Kahi Rai, Habara Upai." Oh, Ramananda Rai, unless one performs proper sadhana, then he cannot attain his sadhya, the aim and objective of his life. So be kind to me and describe these things. So this is called sadhu sangha. The sadhu is the person who will bring one in the line how to properly hear, chant and remember in order to attain the perfection of life. He's called sadhu. And he is absorbing that, the absolute truth. He has realized the absolute truth. Aparajyan Tatra Bhaji, Prajandanandan. Prajandanandan Shamasundar is the absolute truth. So sadhu and sangha, one will have to associate with the sadhu. What is that association? Sangha. Samyak Rupen Anugaman. To completely sangha means to completely follow by body, mind and words the moods and activities, especially the internal moods of the sadhu. Approaching the sadhu, giving up all vidya buddhi. What is vidya buddhi? Oh, I am so intelligent. My ideas are very good. My realizations are so high. My understanding of scripture is very clear. Giving up all of these things and coming like a blank slate in front of the sadhu and surrendering one's heart there, and then hearing very submissively and praying that some drop, one tiny sprinkle of the drop of the moon of the sadhu will come in one's heart. Then this stage called sangha, association. It should be with love. See, the Rupa Goswami part as described as satam prasangam. Prasangam, not only sangha, satam prasangam. Prasang, prakrit rupeng, sangha. The most excellent type of sangha. What is the excellent type of sangha? Srimad Bhagavatatanam Asvado Rasikasaha Sujate Ase Snigde Sadhu Sangha Svato Bare. One should taste the meanings of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's filled with so many esoteric meanings. How? In the association Rasika Saha. In the association of those Vaishnavas who are Rasik, who are expert in relishing the mellows of Srimad Bhagavatam. But that sangha, there are some conditions. What are they? The conditions are that svajata yasya snigdehi sadhu sangha svato bhare. Svajat, it means that one should associate with that sadhu who is established, perfect, who is realized in the mood for which one is aspiring. If one is aspiring to be the nectar of the Srimati Radhika, one should seek the association of the sadhu who is realized in that mood. So jātayātaye snigdhaye. Snigdhaye means that that sadhu, he should be have a particular interest in you. He should be concerned about your welfare. He has some affection for you. So jātayātaye snigdhaye and sadhu sangha svatombare. Of course the sadhu, he must be significantly more advanced than oneself. So this is called satam prasanga. And what will happen in that satam prasanga? Mama virya samvido. Mama virya samvido. In that association, one will be able to hear mama virya samvido. The Supreme Lord is saying, discussing about my very heroic and wonderful pastime. Bhavanti ritkana rasayana katha. This katha is bhavanti ritkana rasayana. It is very pleasing to the heart and to the ears. It is so sweet to hear, very, very sweet, and it will satisfy the heart. And the result of hearing it, Sajyoshanat Asu Apavarga Vatnani, very quickly, oh, and that will go away. The path of liberation will quickly be opened for that jiva who subjects himself to hearing from the lotus mouth of such an elevated sadhu. Shraddha, Ratir Bhakti, Anuspramishyati. First of all, Shraddha, Paramarthic Shraddha, transcendental faith. In the spirit of subject matter will appear in his heart. The desire, I want to serve Krishna. And that desire will become thicker and thicker until it becomes rati. Shuddha sattva vishesatma paina saryamsu samyava. His heart becomes purified. And through the medium of the Hari Katha, his shadow becomes thicker until the Swarup Shakti, Bhakti Shakti itself, descends from the hearts of the associates of Krishna and Srimati Radhika in Vrindavan through Guru Parampara. And shines upon the heart of that sadhu. And then he comes in the stage called Bhava Bhakti. And then as he goes on hearing and associating, he will come in the stage of Prema Bhakti. One of these stages occur one after another. So this is the glory of Sadhu Sangha. This morning, Srila Gurudev, he gave the example of Jana Sarma, the Brahmin, Matur Brahmin, and how he met with Gopkumar Sarup. So Sarup spoke so much katha to him, yet he had not realized that katha. He did not understand it. He had not felt it within his heart. Only hearing, but not any realization. So Sarup, that is Gopkumar, he understood this. And he did something which is not available by reading books. He did something which is not available by reading a database. Something which is not available by watching videos of any sadhu on the television. Something that is not available by hearing from any tape recorder or any medium whatsoever. What did he do? He gave him his blessing. He placed his hand upon his head and he blessed him. And in a moment, he found himself racing all the way up to the Loka Vrindavan. And he became an eternal associate of the Krishna, just like Sarup himself. So one may say, oh, but this is impossible.
How?
Where is this sadhana?
Sarup Dhamma, Sarup means Gopkumar. He has practiced for less and less years than birth. And he went there gradually everywhere. And after that he came to Vrindavan and from there he went there. He took so many births, so many times, so much time. And for him, Dhamma has done. He never did any practice or anything, only by the mercy of Sarup. What Sarup has with so much difficulty, and in a moment, keeping hands, and Sarup did Brahmin, out, and went to grow Vrindavan there. So how wonderful. Don't disbelieve. Don't have doubt. Nor duplicity, nothing. And quickly we will also realize this same thing.
So here, Srila Gurudev is making the comparison. Just see Gopkumar, lifetimes and lifetimes, many thousands of years, he slowly, by Krampanta, step by step sequence, he gradually made his way back home, back to Godhead. And now, this Brahman, Janasama, in one moment, from here to there, in a moment, he blessed him with all of his
love and realization, put them into his heart. So this is the power of sadhu sangha. One may say, oh, but this is impossible. You have to spend years and years doing sadhana to get this. But no. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad, in his commentary, to cut all doubt, he has written a verse. Mahatsangam mahatryam evaitad paramad bhutam kutato yena vipraso dadyo bhutat sarupavat. Don't doubt it. Mahatsangam mahatryam, the glory of sadhu sangha, evaitad paramad bhutam, they are supremely astonishing, miraculous. You cannot put your mind and intelligence into it. So don't doubt for a moment. In a moment, a sadhu, he can bless one quickly. He becomes so perfect and advanced, just like him. So we see in the example of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami how at the end of his life he was staying at Radhakund and day and night crying and feeling high mood of separation, rolling on the ground. How is it possible to attain such a thing? Why? Because in his childhood he was playing in the lap of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur blessed him. And then, as he grew up, he left home and he had the association of Swarup Damodar. He also had the association of Ramananda Rai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all of their associates, Gadara Pandit and others, Nityananda Prabhu. And afterwards, he left Jagannath Puri and he went to Vrindavan. And there he came under the shelter and guidance of Srila Sanatana Goswami and Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. And then, oh, they had disappeared. And then he was crying and feeling very high mood of separation. How will this mood come in our hearts? It is only possible by sadhu sangha. So, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad, he has composed one verse. In that verse, he has written that Anagajaradha padango jirenam anapritya bindati tadpadankam asambhasti tadbhavagam dhirakitam kutapshana sindhora kusravagaha. Oh, my dear friend, do you want to taste the ocean of Shyamaras, the nectar and mellow of the love of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna? If so, then you will have to meet some requirements. What are they? First of all, Anuradhya Radha Padambo Jirenum. First of all, you will have to worship the footgun of Srimati Radhika. Anasritya Vrindavan Dhamam. And you will have to worship Vrindavan Dham, which is sanctified by the footprints of Srimati Radhika. And especially, you must associate with and hear the nectarine discussion of the pastimes of Radha Krishna with that devotee whose heart is fully dedicated to the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Only then can you understand, have some ideal conception, and ultimately realize what is the yuga priti of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, it is quite impossible.
So you should know a strong belief, but it has been told to hear. In high class of association, or really first sabdha, and then sabdha to sadhan, and then sabdha to sadhya, and gradually it will increase, and love and affection for Krishna surely will come. But we see that if you are associating, thinking that, oh, high class of association we are doing, but a lust comes in heart, and a wish to marry comes, a wish to, a desire comes for worldly opulence or anything, then what should we decide? Is it the fruit of high association? Why it came? Then try to revoke that association very quickly. There is some defect. Otherwise, across the devotee in the association of Haridas Thakur, oh, there are so many instances that they can renounce for life. Like Raghunath Das in the association of Haridas Thakur, in South Damodar. In our, they can like this. In even dreams, he has no desire for worldly things. Gradually developing Krishna consciousness and bitterly waiting for Radhe Radhe Radhe. Savai Vat means?
Savai Vat.
Nati Vat means? It is Vijnana. From him. Ha Devi? Rāku bhar katakata yātya vācya yātya vipatya govijanya asya prasātma budasya janasya kṛtvā kandharvīya aru kushanya our guru, guru, guru our adhite you should enrich my name in your list of your dāti and if you are not doing so then what should I do? I'll give up my life. Yes, my name should be in the last noha. In the last. Even it may be that your dasi, 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 dasi. Oh, then dasi. Noha. I want to be the dasi of your dasi, of your dasi, of your dasi. So it is my name. Otherwise I will give up my life. So the result of sadhu sangha is this. But if you are thinking that, oh, lust is coming, I must marry, I do these things. I should have a very high class of living like this or that. So many affluence. Oh, this is not proof of association. Then you should think, where is this? And try to reform. That is why in Srimad Bhagavatam, Jnane Prayasubhuta Parshyana Mantra. Oh, you should. You should get spent the time. That's nice.
There's a very beautiful discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raya Ramananda. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking Raya Ramananda, what is the perfection of life? What is the essence of perfection? One of the suggestions made by Sri Ramananda Rai is this. And this is the first suggestion where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not reject it and say it is external, say something else. When Sri Ramananda Rai gave this suggestion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is very good. Now you can go on more. So what is this verse? Jnane priyasa udapasam namanta eva. Jnane has two meanings. One, we know that jnan means mental speculation culminating in the desire for becoming one with the Supreme. But there's another meaning, and that is to become a jnani bhakta, a devotee who is aware of the opulences of God. He's aware that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Ramananda Rai is saying, jnane prayasa udapasana manta eva, that one who completely gives up this conception that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and instead hears these sweet pastimes of Brajendranandan and Sri Krishna from the lips of a pure devotee. It doesn't matter. If he's hearing, it doesn't matter what position he is in the varnas and ashramas. It doesn't matter if he's in a very fallen position, as Srila Gurudev mentioned, if he has so many anarthas, if he's a brahmana, if he's a vaisya, if he's a sannyasi, if he's a grihastha, it doesn't matter. Whatever one is, if he surrenders to this hearing and following what he hears with his body, mind, and words, then no matter where he is, anywhere in the three worlds, tri-trilokyam, vita-sitokhisi, he who is unconquerable, Ajita, who is never conquered by anyone, becomes conquered by that aspiring devotee.
Thank you. So,
Sanatana Goswami are unknowingly, he is in the association of lusty persons, smoking and taking drugs and all other things. Character is very loose. But anyhow, he takes his meal with him, sleeps with him, and so many things with him. Then what it will be the result? You will go to hell. Like this. You will be like him. Your character.